under his pillow, because he had heard that that was a very good thing to do when one wants to learn one's lesson. But one cannot, however, rely upon it entirely. Well, there he lay, and thought, and thought, and all at once it was just as if someone kissed his eyes and mouth. He slept, and yet he did not sleep. It was as though the old washerwoman gazed on him with her mild eyes and said, "It were a great sin if you were not to know your lesson tomorrow morning. You have aided me, I therefore will now help you, and the loving God will do so at all times." And all of a sudden the book under Took's pillow began scraping and scratching. Kikeriki, cluck, cluck, cluck. That was an old hen who came creeping along, and she was from Kyrgyz. "I am a Kyrgyz hen," said she. And then she related how many inhabitants there were there, and about the battle that had taken place, and which, after all, was hardly worth talking about. Cribbledy, crabbledy, plump! Down fell somebody. It was a wooden bird.